It's time for JT the Brick.
You want a conspiracy theory? I'll give you one. There's no way you can sit in the boardroom on Park Avenue where NFL headquarters are and say the Raiders are going to open up with two on the road against the Harbaugh brothers. What are the odds of that? You're giving us the Atlanta game on Monday Night Football at the end of December. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Now, what you want to thank you, Roger? They just scoffed and mocked us. Like, you're nothing. We're nothing.
JT the Brick.
I'm defending the Raiders. You should be defending the Raiders. Very simple. Make the Raider Nation stand up. Sound off like you got a pair. It's your time now to be heard. You got a flagship station that isn't compromised up north with a baseball team going out of business and another San Francisco football team and hosts that are in the pocket. You got me at the front gates of the Raider Nation trying to help you have a voice on this. So let's roll.
And now,
Raider Nation unite!
Here's JT the Brick.
Welcome back. Our final hour of the week on a Friday. JT in studio here. We're on YouTube. JT the Brick YT. Our big announcement is Wednesdays. We're on the Raiders YouTube channel, and that's a big deal. We had a nice meeting with them. They're going to produce that. Nice, man. On my YouTube channel, it's just me and a microphone and you and our chat, but this Raider one's going to be big. That'll be every Wednesday. Coming up, breaking news, Malcolm Kuntz had a knee injury at practice. We don't know the severity of it at all. I'm not going to speculate on anything until we hear from the Raiders, but that's a gut punch because he's a good player, a really good player that the Raiders are going to need, and they're going to need him in a big way. It's next man up. So Janarius Robinson, who I thought played well in the preseason in Costa Mesa, he'll get a chance to jump in. Tyree Wilson, you would assume he'd be ready to go at some point. He was drafted number 7 overall last year. At some point, he's got to earn that money and come in and step up and have a big game. And hopefully this is the one. I'm really a big fan of his freak athletic ability, and that's why he was drafted so high. He's a freak athletically when healthy. He didn't come to the team healthy, and now we're wondering if he can step up and do something special. We'll find out. As Vic Tafer does an unbelievable job covering the Raiders and nationally the NFL. And he joins us from over Raiders headquarters where we got the news, Vic, when you did about Malcolm Kuntz kind of took the air out of the room. How are you reporting the news after you got it?
Yeah, I guess he got hurt at Thursday's practice. I don't think it's serious from what I'm hearing. I think maybe it's more precautionary. That turf at SoFi is kind of notorious for being soft. But I don't think it's a long-term deal. But, again, things could change. But definitely it's a blow. Definitely something you got to adjust to and get ready for Sunday.
You've sat through a lot of press conferences, and you asked some of the bigger questions. Were you surprised at how abruptly it ended? And what was your takeaway from Antonio Pierce and his demeanor?
It was short, I think. And the thing is, by this point, we've talked to Antonio all throughout training camp, all throughout the preseason, even this week. So there weren't a lot of questions left to begin with. And I think anytime you have like news that happens, everyone's got to start writing. So I think it was a combination of those two things. But it was short, and I don't think it's not a big deal. But I think it was a short one, yeah.
What is the significance of the injury in the matchup in this game? A lot of people know what Malcolm can do. He was an under-the-radar player nationally. A lot of national insiders just don't know him well because they're concentrating so much on Max Crosby. But we saw the productions and the numbers, especially when AP came from interim head coach. Now he's the head coach here. I feel at least that he's one of his favorite players, and he's really counting on him. So talk to me about next man up with Robinson or what Tyree Wilson can do.
Yeah, I think all of training camp, I've been saying there's no pressure on Tyree Wilson. Now there is. Now there is some pressure. He has to make some plays and kind of hold up his end of the deal on that side. I think Malcolm Kuntz is poised for a big year. Obviously, breaks the year last year. Now he's in the contract year. I think everyone talked about his work ethic, and he's still pushing forward this offseason, still trying to get better. I think he was set up. They got Christian Wilkins inside, so now even less attention on him on the outside. So I think he was poised for a big year. So ideally, he's back soon, and ideally, Tyree and Robinson can hold down the fort for 1 week.
Yeah, what did you notice with Janarius Robinson and Costa Mesa and the looks he got? And he played pretty well in the 49er game to wrap up the preseason. What can we expect from him?
Yeah, he's long. He's got some bend. I think, to be honest, I probably noticed him more than I did Tyree in the preseason and in training camp, I think. So he definitely has some playmaking ability. I think his issues are probably against the run. He's kind of lean. He can get pushed around a little bit. But as far as getting around the edge, you have some of the skills you want and those kind of guys. So I think it's all there for him. He has to make some plays this week. He has this Tyree. And like Antonio said, next man up. That's what everyone says. It's very true.
Vic Tafer is our guest from The Athletic. You know, when an injury happens at practice, after training camp, before a game, it just proves, Vic, it could happen any time, any place. That's why a lot of players don't play in the preseason, but you got to play in practice. And we know how important it is to play in practice for Koontz, and especially with Max bringing that energy all the time. So for a lot of the fans of the Raider Nation, it feels like a gut punch to them. But in the business world of football, which you cover, it is all about next man up.
It really is. I think that's why they're hoping to have some depth this year. They got some rookies in the squad. And I think the guys that were out, like Brock Bowers and Colton Miller, have come back and done pretty well the last few weeks in practice. I think they're kind of confident those guys are back to where they should be. So overall, the health is pretty good. Obviously, this is kind of a new development, not good at all. But overall, I think they're doing all right as far as health going into week one.
What have you heard through your sources on Herbert coming out of the boot, practicing? We know he didn't have any reps in the preseason, and he missed a lot of reps with the ones until recently coming out of that boot. I'm just assuming in a week and a half, if it was that much. So the Chargers are being pretty stealth about that because it's closed practices. The media is only going to see a portion of this. But what do you think we could expect from Justin Herbert health-wise?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some rust. Obviously, I think he definitely is going to have some effects. I think I'm guessing Harbaugh would want him to move around a little more than he has in the past in terms of the rollouts, and Harbaugh likes that stuff. Probably won't say that much in week one. So I think right close to the vest. But again, with Herbert, his arm is so electric that, you know, it doesn't really matter as far as he's limited. He still can kill you down the field. So I mean, he's one of the best guys in the league. He's not going to be 100%, but I think the Chargers will take that any time they can.
Vic Tafer is our guest. So for Gardner Minshew, you were there every day, you know, breaking down the competition with Aiden O'Connell. He wins. He didn't win by much, but then he's gotten a lot of reps as the one overall. And I think that Luke Getsy's offense probably saw this coming. I mean, at some point, I think they had a lean towards him and Gardner Minshew. Do you think Minshew now, with all these weapons, is going to play, Vic, a different style, maybe move more outside the pocket, set plays outside the pocket, or is he just going to get the ball out really quickly and try to cut down on those mistakes?
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination. You'll see some rollout stuff and a lot of play action. I think Luke Getsy likes play action. Gardner's good at that. I think that'll be a big part of it. I think it's a run game established and kind of get Gardner hurt you otherwise. And I think, like Gardner said, he's got these great weapons in Devontae, Myers, Mayer, you know, Bowers, the guys who can catch the ball and make plays. His job is to get the ball out as fast as can. Don't make mistakes. Don't make any ugly passes you did in the preseason, hopefully. But I think one thing Luke talked about was just his experience. That's why they kind of leave him in this situation, why they want him to be the guy. And hopefully that translates from week one.
Vic Tafer from The Athletic. I want to get to the Raiders secondary. So they decided not to go out and spend big in free agency and even right down to the wire bringing a veteran in, like a starting veteran, a player. There weren't too many of them out there, but there were a few. What do you think of this philosophy overall of Jakorian Bennett being ready for this test going into L.A.?
Yeah, it's a big roll of the dice. I mean, we saw Jakorian in camp. He looks fine. Obviously, he has the speed, and he has some experience now from, you know, took some hits last year. But still kind of unknown. You really don't know what you have there. I'm sure he'll be tested a lot this year. So there's not much of insurance behind him. You know, Brandon Faison didn't quite pan out because he was always hurt. They didn't bring anybody else in like you mentioned. So it's kind of Jakorian's show, and he has to do well. So one of the key spots definitely on this roster as far as how this team's going to do is how Jakorian does in his first few weeks.
Vic, I'm looking through your Twitter feed here, and I read what you do in The Athletic. The Raiders and Chargers have brought in to Antonio Pierce and Jim Harbaugh, and will success follow? When you look at these two coaches now, full-time head coaches, a lot of people are giving Harbaugh the edge for obvious reasons, all his years coaching as a head coach in college and in the NFL. And AP, I think he's up for this because he understands he's got a great staff around him that's helping him along the way.
I agree. I think AP's got a head start. He's got, 3 months. He was the guy last year. He's kind of been through a roster change, kind of got guys he wanted in and kind of strengthened some positions. So I think, you know, in terms of building a culture and getting all that stuff in place, it takes a while. And with Antonio Pierce, it was helped because it was so bad with Josh McDaniels. He came in and kind of like gave him a jolt of life and energy. That's kind of carried over to now, or as Harbaugh, I think it's still in those early phases. They're kind of redoing the offense, kind of seeing how guys fit. So I do think the Raiders are ahead in the process, and they should. That should translate, I think, on Sunday.
You know, Devontae called it all BS. You cover the story right there at the podium. How are you handling this now going forward? Because it feels to me like Devontae is getting sick of these questions and he wants to move on and play. But the national media, if the Raiders don't win, are going to be pouncing all over him.
Yeah, the story's not going to go away for a while. Unless the Raiders win a lot early on, people can kind of relax. But, you know, a couple losses here and there, a slow start, then they're going to look at Devontae's contract next year. So you can make $36 million next year, that can't happen. So they got to redo his contract, get an extension, or trade him. So I think, you know, national media definitely circling around. They definitely smell it. And I'm sure the Jets are interested. I'm sure the teams that want him is one of the best players in the league. So I think it'll be a weekly deal. I think it'll definitely be based on how they do, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Hey, Vic, finally, you know Raider fans as good as anybody. Every win's important. It just feels like this one's really, really big because of Baltimore looming with 9 days off. You get the Browns early in this schedule. If you're a Raider fan, you're looking at this saying, it feels like, for me, I'm calling it the JT Super Bowl. I mean, I want this one bad for my years around here, but I know one game's not going to make a season. Knowing the roots you have in the Bay Area and knowing Southern California and covering Vegas now, does it feel like this is bigger than a typical opener on the road?
It does. I think I was mocked on my podcast for calling it a must-win game, but I think it's big because we mentioned the head start they have on the Chargers, you know, new culture, and they beat them up pretty bad last year, and they want to keep that confidence going. They kind of built this team. The chemistry's right, and everyone's fired up. We got to keep that momentum going, and you need a win to do that. You mentioned next week Baltimore. They're going to be mad. It's a tough place to play anyway. That's going to be a hard win to get, so I think you can't risk starting off 0-2. You need this one, and it's kind of a home game, right? The Raider fans are going to be there, so it's not really a daunting road game, so... the quarterback, you mentioned Herbert's not 100%. So everything's there for me to say this is a game that they should, and they really, I think, in a way, have to win.
Well, thank you, Vic. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks here in this slot, and I'll see you before that. Thanks for coming on.
All right, bud. Take care.
You got it. Vic Tafer joining us from The Athletic. So the breaking news on the injury to Malcolm Kuntz, I'm not going to put words in Vic's mouth. He was there. I was not at the press conference. He said possibly precautionary due to maybe the Chargers turf coming up. I don't know what it is. I'm not a rumor monger. I'm not sitting here, but I've gotten text messages, and I'm just saying, the level of concern, I have nothing for you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. The Raiders are really stealth when it comes to injuries, rightfully so. So we're not going to hear anybody unless Schefter or Rappaport have someone on the super inside that are going to tell you the severity of the Malcolm Kuntz injury. But, man, that hurts. You'd like him to see him play because I just think him and Max on the field at the same time, along with Christian Wilkins, makes this game significantly different. I'm talking significantly different because we're putting L.A. to the front of the line. Gangsta Raider is out in L.A. And the Malcolm Kuntz news, next man up. How do you see it?
Well, this is always our mentality, next man up. That's unfortunate news, but if they're keeping him out, it must be for a reason, and we don't want him to hurt the team, you know what I'm saying, if he can't be 100%. So I trust AP, I trust the coaching staff, so they're keeping him out for a reason. But, you know, I'm pumped up. I'm out here in L.A., and if anybody coming to the game out here in L.A., we tailgating starting at 9 a.m. in the pink lot. Tell them my crew is the Raider Riders. Tell them Gangsta Raiders sent you, and you'll be welcome with open arms. But anybody that want to come tailgate, meet us at the pink lot. And if you're going to be in there before the game, Saturday night in Inglewood at the Inglewood Park Casino, we celebrating Eazy-E's birthday. Lil Eazy-E going to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a big shindig. Raider Nation, the whole Raider Nation invited. Tell them Gangsta Raider sent you there, too. But far as the game is concerned, I think we're going to win 45-10. You know what I'm saying? We're
going to get it in. Wait a second. You said 45-10?
Yeah, 45-10. And here's my reasons. Because they want to be us. Harbaugh, he don't really want to be the Charger coach. He wanted to be the Raider coach. You know what I'm saying? But we got a real coach in AP. And they playing style. If they're trying to do run the ball, defense, that's us. They want to be us. So instead of them trying to be us, we need to squash them and let them know they'll never be us. They just some cheap wannabes, just like any other imitation of the Raider Nation. It's just a cheap imitation. And they just a cheap imitation of what we are and what they want to be. So we're going to smash them 45-10, and I'll be back on Monday to talk about the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'll lead you off. I'll give you something big. I mean, we'll go into our bag of prizes. If the Raiders win anywhere near the score you're talking about by 35, matter of fact, if this team wins by anything over 21, you can guest host the show with me for an hour anytime you want.
Oh, for real?
You hear what I just said?
No.
You can come in studio. You can guest host the whole show with me for an hour.
Oh, it's on. Bet that.
But you gotta win. It's got to be a win of 3 touchdowns or more.
All right, it's done.
All right.
Just pick the date. Let me know.
You pick the date. If you nail all that score, it'll be, you know, we'll come together with the date, and when you'll be in town here, we'll get you all set up.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to hold you to it, JC.
Yeah, hold me to it, man.
You coming to L.A.?
I'm back here anchoring. I'll be in L.A. for the Rams game. Looks like I'm going to the Rams and Dolphins as of now. I'm figuring it out.
All right. Vegas before then, but I'll see you then, too. All right.
Take care, man. Look, if Gangster Raider's going to predict the Raiders win 45-10, the least I can do is have him help me co-host the show for an hour. You know, you can board up, too, man. I'll do it all with me. Bobby will just go to Grimaldi's. Look, am I a genius? I got my Grimaldi's in right there. Best pizza I've ever had. Came home the other day, my oldest son. I look on the stove, two boxes of Grimaldi's. I said, what's going on? Gift cards, man. My son just went into the drawer, grabbed the gift card, went to Grimaldi's in Boca, came back with the Brooklyn Bridge pizza, and he was indulging. I said, good job. My son's working hard. He's got a good job. Got an NFL player as a client now in Kansas City. And we watched the game last night, and Grimaldi's is the best pizza I've ever had. All right. Vic Tafer, Gangster Raider. Man, everybody's chiming in today. Imagine if every show was like this, Bobby. Can you imagine this? Imagine if every day I knew I was coming in, it'd be like 12 fired up, insane calls. You get Vic Tafer from The Athletic. You get all of that next Monday. So on Fridays, we'll figure out a way. I want to put this Gannon interview in somewhere, which we're going to do, which I'm excited about. And then I think next week we'll have Jason Horowitz, Chris Matthews, Kevin Bollinger, Chris Myers from the NFL on Fox. He's calling the Saints game. And then I start my Sunday-Monday journey. Woo! Sunday-Mondays are going to be fascinating around here. All right, how we doing here? Let's keep it going. We're calling Raider Roll Call. Wherever you're calling from around the country, represent your Raider Nation fandom, this time in St. Louis. Andrew, you're up next. Appreciate you on a Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, JT. So I got one, two things for the game.
Mm-hmm.
One is this. It's one word. It's finished. I've been watching every single game since 1994. And how many games have we watched where you don't finish a tackle, you don't finish a catch? Don't finish the game. So my biggest thing on this, you want energy? Finish the damn game, all right? When you get the time to put these guys away, then put them away, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of watching games where they let things slip through their fingers and we could have won if we had gotten one more first down or caught one more pass or got one more thing done, right? So mm-hmm. just finish the game. And the second thing is this. I keep hearing this question mm-hmm. about people about, hey, how do you fire up a team? How do you fire up a fan base? If you can't get fired up about the Chargers week one of this season, turn in your damn card. I'm out.
Yeah, you are out. Appreciate it. I like you coming in that hard. I'm all right with that. Just win, baby. Commitment's excellent. Pride and boys. Whatever it takes. Man, no one needs to be fired up for this game. You know, I tried to fire up everybody this summer about this game. You know, I've tried to get everybody this summer, and get them all pumped up about this game. And we're already 2 days away. I don't need anybody to be fired up anymore. We're all fired up. We're all good. We're all ready to go. We're all in a good spot here. We just got a punch to the gut today, finding out Malcolm Kuntz got a knee injury, and he won't be able to go in this game. So, you know, it's a good player. He's a very good player. He's at the level of one of the better young premier pass rushers in the game. But Tyree Wilson was drafted to be much better than Malcolm Kuntz. And Tyree Wilson, wouldn't it be great to come in here on Monday and Tyree Wilson has a sack and a half, falls on a fumble, just makes a big tackle for a loss, and we can come in here and just praise him? Yeah, believe me, he's not going to sleep easy. He knows he's got to get called up and play. He's got to play big, and I think he's going to be up for the challenge. I hope he is. West Texas Raider, obviously where he is makes sense in West Texas. Thanks for listening on the mobile app.
Hey, thank you, JT.
Thank
Great
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, here in West Texas, we don't do a lot of razzle-dazzle, gimmicky plays. Here's my keys to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just line up, punch him in the mouth. Heavy dose of Zeus.
Heavy dose of Zeus.
You know, some passes to both tight ends and keep the defense honest. Trey Tucker over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them know that they've been in a battle.
Yeah.
My prediction is 37-24.
37-24. We're going to put up 37. How many of those points of the 37 are going to be scored on defense?
Maybe seven. Well,
okay.
Six.
Yeah, right. That's fair. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, I got to give Gangsta Raider credit. He said 45 points. I'm writing this down in West Texas Raider. What do you say, 37? Yeah, that shouldn't be shocking to anybody. There's a football team. You got Brock Bowers, Michael Mayer, Jacoby Myers, Zeus, Devontae Adams, Trey Tucker. I mean, you should be able to go out there. Last time we played them, didn't we put 63 on their ass? 63? Now, I know not everybody in that game is going to be back in this game here, but and the Chargers are also going to remember that also. Chargers are going to understand that that was an embarrassment to them. That was an embarrassment. Also, I got some opinions coming up on some of these other games that I want to get to. Again, some of the other games that I want to jump into, we'll talk about. We had Lee Sterling on. We'll give you some picks and or at least give you some trends on some of the games. Steph McKenzie's playing Circa Survivor, so she's in the room. She got it. She fired up for that. Man, is she excited to play Circa Survivor. I got a couple other buddies who are in that, too. Got the Sinner, the number one seed in the semifinal of the U.S. Open over Draper, 7-5 in the first. Love U.S. Open tennis, especially in the semis and the finals. But last night, Kansas City beat Baltimore. I don't think anybody's happy about that. It's never been this big of a love fest. It's never been this big of a love set fest at all. Hey, we love Woodson Bourbon Whiskey. So Charles Woodson has built his brand, and it is a monster right now. He built his legend, and now he's doing it. And he's got the 65th anniversary Raiders bottle available all over. I would tell everybody first to go to Woodson Bourbon Whiskey. Go to Woodson Whiskey on X. Go to WoodsonWhiskey.com, and whenever you're in Vegas or any other market, I wanted Charles's people to hear this today, Bobby, because as we started off the show, and Charles is a proud partner, an original partner of ours, we've heard from Vegas, Henderson, the Bay Area, Milwaukee, L.A., Vegas, Houston, Philly, L.A., Anaheim, Montana, Philly again, West Texas, and St. Louis. Those are the places that can hear us when we say Woodson Bourbon Whiskey. That's all I can do. All I can tell you is if you're a whiskey drinker, you have got to have several bottles of Charles's Woodson Bourbon Whiskey in your collection. And I would consume it and have fun with it. Woodson Bourbon Whiskey now is in Ann Arbor as they are a big part of what they're doing at Michigan now with the Michigan Mule. Oh, that just tastes so good and sounds so good. And Charles is a proud partner of the Raiders. Man, we've come a long way with Woodson Bourbon Whiskey from the first golf tournament, the first time Charles came in, the first bottles we had. And look at the success of this now. Woodson Bourbon Whiskey, proud partner of our show as we continue on here. When we come back, more Raiders roll call. Where are you? Where are you calling from? Have we heard from the South yet, like New Orleans? Have we heard? We are from Texas. What about Denver? What about New York? Where I'm from, Long Island. What about Chicago? Boston, where Bobby's from. 702-365-9200. Goodbye to our YouTubers. You've been fantastic. Thank you.
Malcolm showed up on the injury report yesterday. Is that good to go? Or
he'll be out.
He'll be out for the end.
Yep.
Vinny Bonsignore asking Antonio Pierce about Malcolm Kuntz. He will be out. Knee injury, there's a lot of speculation going on. What type of injury? There'll be none for me. Paul Gutierrez, 30 minutes ago, it's time for Tyree Wilson to make the leap for the Raiders with Malcolm Kuntz out versus the Chargers. Or could Janarius Robinson step up? One of them's going to have to do this. Preferably both of them will play well and come out and have a good one. It happened during practice, Antonio Pierce said, on the injury to Kuntz and his knee. A next man up mentality with Tyree Wilson, J-Rob. Those guys have got a lot of opportunities to play. We expect them to step up and play well. Quote from Antonio Pierce, 702-365-9200. I was planning on spending more time today, really diving into what's going on with this Kansas City win last night with Baltimore. But with the Kuntz news, we're going to stay on all that. We're brought to you by the 872 laborers, Tommy White, and his entire team that built this city on time and on budget. We thank Tommy White for another year of being a proud partner of the show. It's a big deal when 872 backs your radio show. They know we have their back and the job that they do. Because I'm a sports guy, and they build a lot of stuff, and they built the stadium on time and on budget. I've met Tommy. He's become a friend, and I'm just happy that we're able to extend this relationship on the flagship of the Raiders, Raider Nation Radio, as we continue. So, Garrett, the chauffeur in Vegas is up next. Good to hear from Vegas on our Raider roll call on a Friday.
Yes, sir. Hello, JT. Well, that one call they called in about being disappointed, not finishing, well, we're just going to have a very good year. We're going 10-7 or 11-6. And I would pray it'd be really exciting not to lose one home game. That would be excellent. The score of the game will be 27-13. Write that down. I will call back next week. 27-13, we win. But we're going to have a very good and competitive year. But, JT, tell me, we have a good year. What about the quarterback situation next year? We won't get a draft. What do we do? I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer the question, what do we do next year about a quarterback? That's not on my bingo card, as people say today. I'm not talking about a quarterback next year, but I will say if neither Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell have a great year, okay, so anything can happen. We just found out Malcolm Kuntz can't go game one. If we find out that a quarterback is banged up and another quarterback has to play, if they come in and they don't play at a great elite level, I mean play exceptional football, I think we're going to get a new quarterback here. We all know that. That's not going out on a limb. So Gardner gets his chance to have the spotlight and keep the job. And keep the job as long as he can. Might be for the whole year. I hope it is, because I don't want to see guys get benched and play poorly and then other guys get a chance because one guy didn't play well. I want to see everybody have a chance to do great things. That's what this is all about. I'm on X at JT the Brick if you want to come in and give me the score of the game or check in where you are today on Raider Roll Call. Also, Sunday night, I'm back on Mad Dog Sports Radio, 8 to 11 p.m. Pacific time, and Monday, 4 to 7 p.m. So if you're on the radio 8 at night to 11 p.m., and then you're on the radio the next day from 4 to 7, that's 5 hours in 24 hours, plus a pre- and post-game show for the Raiders and a TV show for the Raiders the next morning and this show. Yeah, okay. So you finally did the math on that, Bobby, right? This is my final weekend for sure. Raider Dave in Denver. Good to hear from you, Dave. Raider roll call. You always represent. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm just thinking back at the last season in Oakland, my very first time at Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. I was working the sidelines, and I got to Shea Gruden's hand. I turned around, and there you were, and I finally met you. And we talked that day about the playoff atmosphere that happened early, first game or second game of the season, and what that meant. And I think this weekend is going to be exactly like that, and I'll tell you why. Because for the Raiders to be successful, that last game against the Chargers can't mean jack. That has to be a meaningless game. That means that this one's the one we get over on them, and I can't believe that one big toe over the line pretty much kept the Raiders being in a tie 2-1 versus Kansas City 2-1. I really thought Baltimore might be the one to get a win over Kansas City early in the year. I'm disappointed with that. I love the fact you shoot from the hip, man. You're going ahead and say to Gangster Raider that he could get in there and board up. I'll say if anybody guesses the score exactly or within 1 point this year, I think that's an epic contest. So thanks for shooting from the hip and getting that one right. I believe if we could go ahead and have a good run game and stuff them at the line of scrimmage, the defense gets rested, and then everybody on the line can participate a lot more. That's what I'm looking for, 27-17.
27-17. Appreciate the call from a really diehard, smart Raider fan. I just can't sit here behind a microphone and think that the Raiders are going to win a road game by 10 points in a division rival game. I hope they do. I don't see it. I see it being a much closer contest. I think this is going to come down to a field goal. I think Carlson's going to have to win the game. I don't know if he wins it and the Chargers come from behind and lose it and can't tie it. I don't know, but I just think it's going to be a field goal game. The breaking news today, the Dolphins and all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey have agreed on another huge extension. 3 years, $72.3 million. To make him the highest-paid cornerback in NFL history again. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is good. He's not Mike Haynes, man. He's not. He's very good. That's 24.1 per year. Man, that's a monster contract. So you're seeing some players get contracts when teams have the space to do it, and they want to lock up their players long term. Mesa, Arizona. Not too far, but we got Raider Ryan. Oh, my guy in L.A., because L.A. goes to the front of the line. What's up, Ryan?
JT, first off, happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, my friend. You know my wife well. I know your wife and your little ones, and you know my little ones who are big ones now. Good to hear from you, my brother.
Good to talk to you, as always. Look, this weekend and this Sunday, we have two impact players that need to show out and give us a welcome party to the NFL. We spent a lot of money on Christian Wilkins in the offseason.
Yes.
And Brock Bowers is probably the best player from the draft that wasn't a quarterback. This should be, for all the national media sleeping on the Raider Nation, this should be the coming out party for those two. If we're going to win this game, they need to have a major impact. Brock Bowers should show why he was uncoverable in the SEC and be in that matchup nightmare. And Christian Wilkins should be in Justin Herbert's face all day. That's what should happen. I got this one 24-20.
Ooh.
Before we go and steal one on the road in Baltimore.
I mean, this is in your backyard, man. I don't know if you're going to be there, but I know you'll be tailgating and you'll be in your gear and you're going to be ready to roll, right? You're ready to roll.
I don't think I'm going to make this one. I'll probably be in dad mode at home, but maybe that Rams one I might try to figure out.
Good. I'm planning on going to that game, so we'll connect for that one.
Beautiful.
All right, buddy.
Beautiful. Good talking to you.
You got it. Raider Ryan, who ran my show for a number of years in L.A. when I worked at Fox. He was Raider Ryan on the other side of the glass. Really good guy, and now he's a dad with two. And, wow, he watched me. We go so far back, he remembers my sons when they were little boys running around. Good to hear. 702-365-9200. Malcolm Kuntz is out against the Chargers. No injury news is good news. Bill Williamson an hour ago wouldn't be surprised if Snowden is elevated for the game, with the Raiders just having three healthy pass rushers. Makes sense to me. I like the way he played and what he was able to do. No doubt about that. Hey, you know we love the M Resort. They got a lot of activations going at their pool. Their pool parties are fantastic. Ice Cube will be out there shortly. They have a lot of good parties inside also. They treat their customers fantastic. If you ever stay at the M Resort, you know what it's all about. It's just a beautiful property. The pool's fantastic. The Raiders Tavern and Grill. And they are the host of Once a Raider, Always a Raider, our podcast that we do with alumni every week. We had two this week. We had the great Phil Villapiano and Grant Irons, who was on there with Mark Davis and the Raiders, as they were able to go out to Hollywood and get Carl Weathers his star, help assist Carl Weathers get his star at the Walk of Fame. Antonio Pierce's press conference was only 90 seconds. If you didn't hear it, we'll play it on the other side. It was very quick. I mean, I just gave a Grimaldi's read that's longer than that. So you want to hear this? You want to hear his tone? I think it's great what his tone is. His tone is kick ass. He's not happy. One of his players is injured. And Q's coming up at the top of the hour, and he was front and center for that press conference. He'll tell you exactly what the emotion was like in the room.
Close.
Almost. Malcolm showed up on the injury report yesterday. Is that good to go, or
he'll be out?
He'll be out for the game.
Yep.
Okay. What happened during practice with him?
Yeah, he'd just be out. During practice.
Antonio, you know, Harbaugh team's known for running the ball a lot. That hasn't always been at its best during the preseason. How do you feel about the run defense going into Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it was really good to watch, to be honest, last night's football game. You saw a lot of good situational football and teams that like to run the ball and what happens when you don't stop the run and, you know, not disciplined. And that's something that we learned from in the preseason and something we worked over the last 2 weeks on getting ready for this game.
It seems like, you know, there's like a fine line you have to walk, blocking out the outside noise, but then also using, you know, bulletin board material for motivation. Just what's been the advice you've given the players to best go about that?
Just worry about the Raiders.
Considering that development that you kind of just gave us, what is your thought process on Janarius Robinson? What have you seen from Trent camp? What do you like about him?
Yeah, I mean, for all the guys, you know, when one guy's up, next man up mentality, good thing about it. Tyree Wilson, J-Rob, you know, those guys have had a lot of opportunities to play, and we expect them to step up and play well.
See you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
I'll go with Seattle.
You know, I never played a press conference as a rejoin. Ever. That was a quick press conference. Malcolm Kuntz is hurt. Got hurt in practice. Not a lot of other questions. And coach just done. You don't have your questions? I'm not saying that guys didn't have more questions, but he wasn't going to sit around and wait for them. I can tell you that. There was something. He was fired up to go in there. He was fired up when he talked to me the other day. And you'll find out more about it from Q, who's been in the building and was in the building today. We're excited. You're back to school now, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. This school year, let Cane's host your next fundraiser. You'll receive 15% of the net sales back when customers mention the group. That's a big deal. Earn extra credit with fundraising this year and enjoy some hand-battered chicken fingers with Raising Cane's. The sauce is amazing. Visit canesandcommunity.com to learn more. One love, Raising Cane's. I'll be out at the new store. That'll be Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's 5th and Deer Springs in North Las Vegas. So come on out and see me there. They've been a client of ours, a partner of ours for a long time. And we appreciate them having us out there for a new store opening. Man, this has been great today. We've been loaded on the show. It's not going to be every day like this. Wednesday, we won't be taking calls when we're doing the show from the Raider facility. So we'll have limited time to hear from you. But when we do, if it's like this, man, we love it. Raul and Mesa, you're up next. What's happening there?
JT, what's going on, buddy?
All good, buddy.
Hey, first off, thank you for everything you do for Raider Nation. Love the YouTube channel. Love the comments. I'm on it every day. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
28-14, Jack Jones with the pick six, and then check down. The only time I want to check down, because I want to feed the beast, Brock Bowers, Mayer. I have Brock Bowers with 2 touchdowns, Mayer with the touchdown. It's going to be his coming out party.
I like the check down of Bowers. You know how much I hate the check down, man, in the Carr era. Derek was a really good player, but I didn't like the check down. I got no problem with the check down with Brock Bowers.
Check him down and hand him off the ball. I believe this is going to be a big game for him. And also, just to stamp it, Mad Max, Christian Wilkins, 2.5 sacks that game. Raider Nation, I'm out.
Yeah, good to have it. It would be great to see Max also have a big game. This is a good group of guys that he knows well. Khalil Mack, he knows Mack well, Bosa well. You know, Bosa is always kind of chirping. He chirped a lot of Carr when he was here. Now Gardner Minshew is the type of guy that can kind of chirp back at him. You know, Bosa's I think Bosa's been a fraud in L.A., but he is a good player. His brother's better. Nick in San Francisco, he's having a Hall of Fame career. Joey Bosa is not having a Hall of Fame career, not even close, but he could have a game. He could have a 2-sack game. He's a tough player. My guy, Mario in Union City. Mario, I'm freaking out on the Yankees, man. Every night I think of you when we find a way to lose.
Brother, I was going to call you. How you doing, by the way? It's been a long time.
Good
anyway, bro, 3-0 right now. We got all day games in Chicago. I wanted to call you when we were losing, when we were winning. Anyway, let's go Yankees. JT, I got 28-24 for this Sunday. It's time management. We got to get the ball off. They got to get the ball off and watch the clock so there's no problems. I know it's the first time for Mitchell, for all of us, but we just got to roll with it, man. We just got to.
Mario, we've been to a lot of games together. As you know, Mitchell's got to get the ball out. Just get the ball out. Hit someone on a little slant, little 6-yard slant, Devontae, whatever it is. Maybe a pump fake to Devontae. Then you hit Bowers streaking over the middle or Michael Mayer. It'll be wide open.
That's it. Wear out that defense in L.A., JT. Wear them out. Let's go to time, man, and we got to get that pressure on the quarterback. Forget their running game. We got to get him. We will attack him, and we will get that victory. JT, good talking to you. Sorry I haven't called you in a while, but I'm good. I'm checking in.
All right, man.
And let's go Yankees, baby. Let's go Yankees, baby.
My guy Mario in Union City. I think I go back with Mario to 98, original years. Original years when I started with the team. It's always refreshing to hear from friends who became friends because of the show. I don't have a lot of great friends, Bobby, in radio. I have a lot of great friends in life. You're a great friend in radio and life. Most of my great friends are outside the building, and I made a lot of good friends in radio, but the callers, like Mario, just so nice to hear from them. Just so nice. Juan, I'm also a Juan. Juan in Riverside, California. Raiders Road Call. Go ahead.
JT, good afternoon. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm excited for Sunday. I just got my tickets for the game, so I'll be sitting in a suite watching the game bright and early. Thanks to Gangsta Raider for letting me know where the tailgate's going to be there. I'm going to be there. So my prediction is 24-20. Mm-hmm. I'm calling a touchdown for Zeus, touchdown for Devontae, and a debut touchdown for Brock Bowers. I think we'll be able to run the ball. That team is going to try to establish an identity. We know they love to run the ball, but I think we know that too, and we're going to try to make them beat us with whatever receivers they have. I know you mentioned Ladd McConkey and a couple other receivers, but they don't got what we have.
No,
we walk in there. We're able to score some touchdowns. Finally able to score in the red zone some touchdowns. I know that's one of the things that Raider Nation has been frustrated for years, always settling for 3 points. You mentioned it as well. I think we get 3 touchdowns, and we're bringing back a W to Vegas.
Yeah, appreciate the call. You know, last night in the game, I did not spend any time on Kansas City, Baltimore today. We've just been pounded by Raider fans, and I thank everybody for that. There's only 2 returns last night in that game. They kicked them out of the end zone every time. It was just 2 returns. That's the whole reason. The league wanted to change it. They wanted more returns. We didn't see that last night. I like Carlson. My thing about – I said this about Janikowski. We were spoiled with Janikowski. I like a kicker that gets me 9 points a game. 9 points a game. That would be 2 field goals and 3 extra points on touchdowns. Now, it could be 3 field goals. 3 field goals and – that's tough. Then you're not going to score any touchdowns. Maybe you get an extra point until you get 11. Carlson is a weapon. He's got to be productive. When every Raider fan calls and says, I don't want to settle for a field goal, of course not. But it's nice when you can take the 3. Sometimes you have to do it. It's 3rd and 9. You hit a guy over the middle, the ball gets deflected, you got to kick a field goal. And Carlson's got to make them. And I spent some good time with A.J. Carlson. You know, what I mean by good time, saw him in the hotel, talked to him at practice. You know, see A.J. from time to time. He's very a good gentleman. And he's now a weapon. I talked to him about the Coffin's Corner and what's going on there and what he's able to do. And I think he's the type of guy that can win a game. He can win a game or two for you. And maybe he has to do it in L.A. against the Chargers. We might need him to win the game. He might be punting from his own 10, and he's got to punt it out of bounds at the 28 and make Herbert go the length of the field. Maybe that's going to have to happen in the game. I don't know. But I'm not shell-shocked the news, but Tashaun Reed put out an interesting tweet. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, the status of Malcolm Kuntz, and we're only going to know so much because the job of an NFL team is not to disclose the severity of any injuries. But Tashaun and Vic, you know, they work together, and as they sit there and they report for The Athletic, we'll see what happens here. Tashaun Reed, an hour ago, the Raiders wanted to play it safe with Kuntz this week. He began experiencing discomfort in his knee during practice Thursday. Worth noting, the turf at SoFi is notorious. Tyree Wilson and Janarius Robinson will be tasked with filling the void against the Chargers. So that, to me, looks encouraging on what Tashaun Reed thinks is going on. They want to play it safe. So it doesn't seem like it's an injury that's career-threatening. Or for those who are saying non-contact, or those speculating about it, Tashaun knows the team pretty well, and if he and Vic are saying that it's precautionary, maybe that's something good to look into. Who knows, man? You just want to make sure. You want to make sure you're in a good spot with your players for the entire year. I know that we're talking about certain players. We want to see him out there sooner than later. But we want to see him out there. Malcolm Kuntz, he's in a contract year. We want to see what he has to bring to the table. But you can't jeopardize him if he's not at 100%. He's a guy that you could say, look, we got some young players here that can step up and help you out. Go get a break, and we'll go from there. Next weekend, we're going to the Canelo fight. I might have missed maybe one Canelo fight all time in Vegas. So Jim Lampley is going to join us next week, which is always exciting. We have that going on. And then next week we kick off our TV shows and what we're going to be doing. So Monday it'll be Eric Allen and I. The press conference live show got a little bit of a tweak to it. It'll be more of a sit-down Eric and I with Rich Gannon. That'll be Mondays. That'll air on Monday. And then Wednesday we'll take this show and it'll be produced on YouTube for the Raiders YouTube channel. And they're going to cut that up and box it up and put it on ABC Saturday nights. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Sunday kicks in Raiders pre- and post-game from Raiders headquarters. So I'm excited to start the season. I appreciate everyone who listens. Bobby, who put the show together. Thanks to Vic Tafer for joining us. The calls were stupendous today. Stupendous. If you miss any portion of the show, you can find it at lvsportsnetwork.com. I'm heading to a brand new PT's location coming up right now, and I'll tell you about that next week. Tomorrow night, 5 to 7 in North Las Vegas at the brand new Rays and Canes. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.